USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Senate will vote Thursday on two competing proposals to end the government shutdown, including the president's plan to have Congress pay for his wall along the southern border. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer dismisses the bill.
You can't have a compromise when one side declares, this is what we want, and this is what you want.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell counters.
It's a proposal that the president will support. As I've stated consistently over the past month, that fact will earn it consideration in the Senate.
The other is a House bill to reopen the government through February 8th and talk about border funding, but both proposals are likely to fail. The Supreme Court says the Trump administration can go ahead with its plan to restrict military service to transgender men and women, while the court challenges continue. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Three young men and a high school student are charged with plotting to attack a rural upstate New York Muslim enclave. Greece, New York Police Chief Patrick Phelan.
We executed several search warrants. Through these search warrants, we recovered 23 firearms and three improvised explosive devices.
Phelan says those explosives are homemade bombs that were packed with black powder, BBs, and nails.
Back to work!
L.A. teachers have a tentative contract deal with the nation's second largest school system. The agreement includes a 6% raise for teachers, a slight reduction in some class sizes, and more support staff, including nurses and librarians. Mayor Eric Garcetti.
Our future is literally in their hands, guided by the teachers and education professionals who are with them every single day. And nothing is more fundamental to our city than that.
This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The Oscar nominees are out, and USA's Chris Barnes has the big ones.
The nominees for Best Picture, Black Panther, Black Klansman, Bohemian Rhapsody, The Favorite, Green Book, Roma, A Star is Born, and Vice. Actor Kumail Nanjiani naming off the nominees for Best Actress in a Leading Role.
Yalitza Aparicio in Roma. Glenn Close in The Wife. Olivia Colman in The Favorite. Lady Gaga in A Star is Born. And Melissa McCarthy in Can You Ever Forgive Me?
And actress Tracy Ellis Ross named off the nominees for Best Actor in a Leading Role.
Christian Bale in Vice. Bradley Cooper in A Star is Born. Willem Dafoe at Eternity's Gate. Rami Malek in Bohemian Rhapsody. And Viggo Mortensen in Green Book.
The 91st Annual Academy Awards will be in Hollywood on February 24th. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
So far, the price of gas is staying the same. John Clemens has more.
Patrick Zahan of GasBuddy.com tells us there was very little change in the prices this week, but that could change if tariffs are lifted against China.
35 of the nation's 50 states saw prices move by less than a penny per gallon. So this is the calm before the storm. We're expecting prices to start heating up, especially if the China trade deal pans out that we saw news of.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.